It's Nick Mesney here with Andy Morrison after the Nomads' final pre-season fixture against Flint. Andy, a 3-0 victory tonight and a very good workout for the lads again.
Fantastic workout. Really pleased against a good Flint outfit. Very good. Organised, big, strong. You know, exactly as I expect Andy to have them. And you know, I was very impressed with them. I just think maybe our bit of fitness, a little bit of... we've been together longer, so our predictable play was a bit better than theirs. But really pleased. Most pleasing thing, clean sheet. You know, we scored 3, yeah, and it probably should have been 6 or 7, 8 if we had a bit more quality, but it's clean sheet. That's our identity. Keeping clean sheets, because we will always get goals from set plays, second balls. We will always create chances. And we're just really pleased all round from everybody. I just thought it was more intense. It was more Connors Key-like.
As you say, credit to Flint there in the first half. They did perform really well, but obviously you got the goal just before half-time with Callum's volley. You just killed them off a little bit almost just before half-time there.
Yeah, but Nick, on reflection of that first half, you know, we've had maybe 4 or 5 half chances and the goal, and John Danby's not had one save to make in the 40th, and that's the most pleasing thing. You know, we weren't giving them opportunities. We looked sharp at the back. You know, I still think we, you know, in certain situations we missed George's presence. You know, we had George, Matty, Wiggy, Declan, Ian Kearney missing tonight. So, you know, that's promising going forward with the squad, and a fantastic workout, and I'm really pleased with the trialists.
And as well as the trialist, Reece coming on again tonight as well, just his first official game for the club. Played well when he came on.
Yeah. You know, he's you know, 6'1", 6'2". He's got good qualities. He can strike a ball. He's confident, and his shot stopping's phenomenal. You know, some of the saves he's pulled off since he's been in. So he's got a lot of things that are you know, you need as a keeper. And you know, I just hopefully with a full time model and the coaching and working with Neil, you know, in, you know, a year or two, he's going to be pushing John Danby for the first team position.
Looking forward now to next weekend, the big game against Prestatyn next weekend. We know how tough they'll be.
Yeah, I know Gibble well. I'm on my pro licence at the moment. You know, when Gibble's a very good coach, he'll have a game plan to play against us. And you know, I think it'll be similar to how it was tonight. It'll be a match up, and then you know, it's really who's, you know, more clinical in the final third. But I was pleased with a lot tonight.
Who knows, any chance of any of those trialists appearing in the squad for next week at all?
Well, I mean, they've done enough tonight for me to have a look at them again, Nick. You know, Melford up front, you know, I've said to him he's, you know, he's probably carrying maybe a stone. But when you're 6'7" and you have that presence and he has good awareness of what's around him, and he gives you a platform to get up the pitch, you know, and I thought him and Michael played very well, played off each other. Because while the understanding where a target man's going to drop balls off into, you know, we picked up a lot of balls and then we fed, you know, Michael on the left-hand side, which is, you know, slightly different to what we've got. He's quite direct, he's quick and strong, and he's aggressive, and you know, he scored one and maybe could have had a couple more. John, who came on the right side, did well in the second half. You know, he's got a bit of pace there and a bit of coaching. You know, maybe we could do something with him, but you know, that's something a bit further down the line, you know, because they've got a lot more to do to earn anything here, you know. So pleased with them tonight, but a lot of work to do.
Great stuff.